FAM Radio Network.
The idea is that you're trying to write songs that connect families in this world of Palm Pilots and cell phones that do everything.
So much of what children are getting blasted with by the media are messages by people who just want them to do something.
Welcome to Music and Learning. I am Marianne Harmon. Welcome, Tom and Red. I'm pleased to have both of you here together, and thank you, Natalie, for joining us. You two have produced many songs from your hearts that carry important messages for children. Tom, would you go first and tell our audience why you think what you sing about is so important to children and families?
When I first started this, I was a parent. My daughter Abigail was 8, Billy was 6, and I realized how much music meant to them, but there was not a lot of music that I thought fit their age. There was lots of toddler music and lots of radio music, which is kind of rebellion and love songs. And a lot of it they kept kind of push on to kids. And I thought it'd be fun to try to write a record that was kid-friendly and adult-safe. So the first record I wrote with my three other friends, John Forster, Michael Mark, and John Cobert, who I'm still writing with, called Family Tree. And I never expected it to be a career. I just thought I'd try to write a record that I liked and my friends liked and that my kids might enjoy. And the thrust was to try to make it really clear, not simple, but clear. Because in a sense, it's like a conversation between me and you and your six-year-old. For me, it's been this thing where you're writing music for families, not like go in the room and listen to that, or you come to a concert and you put the kids in the front and the adults go in the back and talk. It's always been a family event. I've always called it family music. I think it's very rich when parents can find something they can do actively with their children, largely where he comes from as well.
Yeah, so Red, would you add your perspective?
So much of what children are getting blasted with by the media are messages by people who just want them to do something. And I guess what really welled up in the hearts of my wife, Kathy, and I was that there was such a need for children to be getting input that is about them, you know, and is about their heart and what they are. I guess it's all about what's the vision of what a child is. A child is this growing spirit, you know, and if all we do is pour down into them manipulative messages that really don't have anything to do with who they are, then we're not going to be happy with the result. And I guess as parents, you know, we really felt like there needed to be something different being done for all the children to give them support for who they really are. So, you know, we started writing songs, and like Tom, it was certainly not a career choice. It was just something that felt like a good idea, and then our album, like His Family Tree and My Teaching Peace, they came out around the same time. There was a real willingness on the part of parents to seek out things that were more created for their children.
Natalie, do you have something you'd like to add here from your parent perspective?
As a music teacher working a lot with parents and children, I just see that music has an ability to engage children so much more than just a conversation or a lecture, and the things that they learn through music and through song last with them so much longer.
Yes, it does. So can music mold children's thinking? Red?
Well, I've always tried to have our music reinforce what's there. So it isn't a question of pouring something in. It's a question of nurturing what's there. And I do think it's really important that we mentor children in effective ways. I mean, that we give them guidance. For me, child rearing is not a hands-off experience. It's something that hopefully we've gained wisdom about what this journey is about. And in ways that are, you know, childlike and playful, but respect their intelligence and their hearts, you know, support what is the best in them. And boy, music is such a great way to do it.
Good point. Tom?
A couple things I want to say here. First of all, both Red and I, our job is to give good news to kids. He alluded to before about the messages kids get. And this is a world that the media makes an enormous amount of money by telling bad news. And you get this incredible influx of how dangerous things are. When in sense, in some ways, the world is safer now than it's ever been. And the kids' lives are safer, but yet we get this bad news, you know, it's how terrible things are, how dangerous it is. And they make a lot of money telling those news, you know. And so our job, and it's a happy job, is grammar school kids are trying to figure out what the world is. And so, in a sense, I think what Red alluded to, and it's certainly true within his music and his performance, and the same thing I try to do, is we're telling good news, the possibilities. It's a wonderful place to live. There's lots of things you can do. And the fun of it and the joy of it and the silliness of it and the possibility. That's one thing. The other thing is interesting. I've just noticed this in the last couple of years. One of the things that's happened in my concerts is autistic kids come to my concerts and their parents come up and talk to me about how powerful this music is for autistic kids. I have no scientific background in this, just my own experience. But if this has happened maybe 30 times now, that there are autistic kids who come to my shows and somehow it orders their life and the music does in a way that words don't. And I think that happens to in a certain sense to all of us.
Now, do you think about that when you're writing a song, that hopefully you may influence a child, influence a family?
I think you're always looking for an idea. You don't think about all this stuff. You think about, I want to write a song about a family maybe getting a dog. And you write, puppy at the pound, puppy at the pound. And then you think about what that song might be. And for me, it's always been grown men playing. You know, my job is not work. You know, Red and I don't work. We play. And the writing is, in my case, and I think with Red as well, where you collaborate, you're sitting with another person and you play. And if you play well and then you use the craft later on, you come up with a good song. But if not, you're not thinking about all the stuff we're talking about now. You kind of bring it because of the impetus, the early impetus, which is I'm going to write great songs for kids. That's all sort of, you know, intuitive.
You know, with kids' songs, you want it to be fun and funny and delightful, but you want it to be true. And if it feels true, then I trust that it's going to mean something to other people.
Wonderful. Well, in wrapping up, I'd like each of you to leave our audience with a closing statement about what you wish you've given through your music. Tom?
When a song moves through generations and keeps touching people, I think that's a magic thing. In terms of my own sense, I feel blessed in finding, as Red said, my voice. As to what the voice means to other people, it's really, I'm always thrilled and excited when they know This Pretty Planet or they know Family Tree or how a song means something to somebody. I guess how I'd like to be remembered is by some of the songs that came out of this, the world of Tom Chapin, because it wasn't just me, it was all the people around me. And if those songs are sung, that's a blessing.
And before Red goes, Natalie, are there any favorites, songs that have helped you along the way, influenced your life? As you're listening to them, you might reflect back and go, yeah, music did that for me.
Yeah, definitely. I remember, you know, we were talking a little bit before we started about the old cassette tapes, and that's what I grew up on was cassette tapes. And probably the ones that stick with me the most in my mind are the ones that I learned in Sunday school growing up that dealt with issues of faith and really encouraged me and inspired me to reach my potential in life. And that's what inspires me now as a teacher and, you know, dabbling in songwriting a little bit, working with children.
Red, that leaves you with the last word.
I guess the thing that makes me happiest, and I hope that as I continue doing this, it continues to happen, is when music that I've been lucky enough to have come through me gives somebody an added reason to keep trying, to keep showing up. Life is difficult at times, and music can help us keep showing up with nobility and from the best of ourselves. So if a child comes up and loves one of my songs, if a parent comes up and says, when my daughter was 13, I listened to See Me Beautiful every night to remember how beautiful she really is. It's making me crazy. That's great. A joyful remembering of who we really are and why we're here. If it does that, happiness.
Thank you both for being here. I wish you both many more years of songs. You've been listening to Music and Learning with Marianne Harmon. Thanks for listening.
This program is produced by Jack Street Media as part of the Affiliate Nanocasting Network. Thanks for listening.